The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Michigan State on Saturday in the 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Go right to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following two prompts. We'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Andy.
I just wanted to ask you kind of about your 3-, 5-, and 10-year plans. When you look at this program, who are some of the other programs that you look to? I know you've mentioned Wisconsin in the past, but what are some other ones that you look to, and what are some of the guiding principles that have made them successful?
Well, I think a few of them, I look back at the things I was involved in first, right? The Northern Illinois turnaround, my high school turnaround. You look at Rutgers, where I've been in terms of watching Greg Schiano do that. And then when you look at teams from afar, Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, I don't think he won a conference game his first year, and when you start to talk about that type of process, I think by year four, he was in the Rose Bowl, year 4 or 5, something like that. You look at Kansas State with Bill Snyder. Now, I'm not saying that has to be like that, right? But you look at things that are maybe there's difference of philosophies in recruiting or different philosophies from JUCO in high school, and you walk in and there's a large gap because you're not going to fill it with that junior college 14, 15 players. You're going to keep it with the high school players, and there's a gap. So that takes time to be able to catch back up. But again, that's what we inserted in our culture. We're doing everything we can to win football games right now, including pulling red shirts and things like that because we have to. But there's a lot of models out there that I've used. And then obviously at Western Michigan, that's the best model you have because you've been through it before. This isn't something you haven't been through before. This is something that, my entire coaching career has been based on. This is what I do. This is what we do as a staff. This is what our culture does. And we're very excited for the future, and that future starts now.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it, Andy.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Patrick Nosworth with Kalamazoo.
Hi, Coach. Last year at Western, you talked about how the adversity of the 1-11 season your first year made it possible for you guys to go 13-0 in 2016. So can you talk about what that adversity does for your group? And can you talk about if you see any parallels between your first season in Kalamazoo and the early part of the Big Ten season here in Minnesota?
Absolutely. We talk about failing equals growth. So, the more successful a person is, if you look at their past, they've probably failed a lot more than they succeeded. The only difference is the people that quit, you never hear about. The people that never quit are the ones that become really successful. And so we always talked at Western Michigan was we failed so much we became successful because we knew how to handle every bit of adversity, every bit of success. We never had to be humbled because we humbled ourselves daily. There's a learning process to becoming a champion, and you have to do that first. You got to become a champion academically, athletically, socially, spiritually, as a person first. Your life's got to be incredibly important first. Then you can take the next right steps into becoming the winner that you want to become. I think there's a lot of parallels in terms of year one there than there are here, really for just installation of a brand new culture, which is very, very difficult and very, very, very different. And we've had at Minnesota 3 head coaches in 3 years. So that's 3 different cultures in 3 years, which is very difficult for young people to adapt to at times, which we're expecting. We knew that all along coming in here. It's like having 3 different moms and dads and having your parents go to 3 different divorces, 3 different years. It's very difficult for young people. And so we want to bring that cultural sustainability. And there's always a year zero. There's always a start to it. And then we continue to go. But there are some similarities just between, the cultural changes, which are very, very difficult. And then in terms of depth and those types of things when a coach gets dismissed. So there's always things that we're aware of as we continue to go through each day.
All right. And could you talk about how the row the boat philosophy is catching on with your new squad?
Yeah, it's catching on. The thing about row the boat is I think everybody understood row the boat come year 3 and 4 at Western Michigan. Nobody really wanted to row the boat year 1 and 2. They didn't. But that's what it's for. Row the boat's for times of adversity. It's very easy to row the boat in times of triumph and success, calm seas. That's easy. But when you're in the middle of the night and there's really big storms and there's really big waves and it's cold and it's dark and you can't see, you've got to continue to keep your oar in the water. That's what it's for. It's not for the really, really amazing times. It's for when you get really tough times and you're tested. So, you know, it's catching on. But again, you know, and when you haven't won a championship for 50 years, I think people really are really so hungry they want it now. And I get that. But it'll come. But again, this is a whole process as we continue to take one step forward.
All right. And finally, have you been following Western Michigan at all and seen how some of your former players are doing out there on the football field this year?
I always follow Western Michigan. I mean, that's where, you know, we consider part of our home. You know, that's who we're very, very connected there. My wife's from that area. You know, we spent a lot of time there. And I love those players. I love those kids like my own sons. And I get a chance to follow them. I got a chance to watch at least the highlights from the overtime game. And, you know, I'm just so proud of them. I'm proud of Coach Lester and Western Michigan and Catholic Beauregard and what they're accomplishing. And it's fun to be able to see that you were part of building that and that the success is still there, that it can be continue to be carried on. And that's the sign of a very, very strong program is when, you know, that next year when you leave, they have that ton of success. And I'm really proud of what they're doing out there.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
You got it. Appreciate you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.